That should feel a little bit better right there, right? All right, now go ahead and slide back again. One more big breath. Same thing, you're gonna go through warm-ups and all that stuff.
Yeah, I'm gonna try and go through individual.
Yep.
And try and
just try and do what you can do. Yeah. And then I'll just be out there, and then if you can go, go. But if you can't, then we'll pick it up where we left off yesterday. Okay. We'll do some stuff there. Cool, yep.
So currently, you know, I'm 100%. I feel great, my body is healthy. My rehab process seemed long. But other than that, man, it's been a pretty good process. Just, you know, coming back from the pec and the little kinks and everything. But now I'm healthy, feel good, ready to get out there and bang.
Us being together, I think, is most important because these are the guys you're working with every day. These are guys you got to get to know and bond with. And I think us being together at the hotels and busing in the morning, you just start to understand a person more the more you get to know them. I think you're building lifelong friendship with those guys. Just us working together is going to build it even more.
First impressions of Smallwood after a few days?
You know, I was excited when we drafted him. I was excited during rookie camp when we had him in here, the entire offseason program. And, you know, he's going to put himself in a position, I'm hoping, to help us this season. I think he's that good. Excellent route runner, good hands. And I love the fact that he's kind of a one-cut, no-nonsense type guy. He's a downhill guy, but fast enough to separate and, you know, create some long runs.
I think it's important for me having the opportunity to go out and play this year is definitely my motivation. And not even looking at the depth chart, I'm just a competitive guy and I want to get better.
There's a saying that if you keep counting numbers, it's not going to do you any good. You got to continue to work, focus on the process, continue to work, worry about getting better each and every day. My situation, I had quite a bit of depth in the linebacker core. You know, I was coming in, third round pick, really didn't know where I stood, and there were a lot of numbers in front of me. And I just tried to stay humble, stay focused, continue to ask questions, figure out different things that I could pick up. I was, you know, trying to be as much of a sponge as possible, but just trying to soak in every type of knowledge that I could get.
I'll take notes after them guys. They might do something, and I'm not going to be the guy to say, hey, I'm never going to do that. Never know how this game works. You know, guys could go down, something can happen. So I think I need to be mentally dialed in because it can happen to me just like it happened to them. So I think I need to prepare myself for any given situation I could be put in.
Coaches speak very highly of Wendell Smallwood. How important is this time that he's missing, knowing that you want to see what he was like with the pads on?
Yeah, you know, it's tough for a young player and for us as coaches to get that true evaluation. But we know who he is, what he is. We saw a lot this spring. The first couple of days of camp, have a good idea. Right now it's a matter of him just getting healthy and getting back on the field. So when he does come back, it's just a matter of, you know, trusting himself and getting him coached up.
Waking up this early every day, being there almost 12 hours a day, and coming in the next day doing the same thing, it just shows guys' dedication. Heading in early just to get some treatment before practice, and then I'm going to try to get a jump start while everyone's on break and get as much treatment as I can in while I got this free time instead of sitting around. I just want to be back. Sometimes are good days, sometimes it's bad days. But I know I gotta keep getting better every day and keep doing whatever I have to do to get this opportunity and take advantage of it.